are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So I was this close to cutting my hair off earlier.
Like bald?
I was cutting my hair and I just had the urge to I had to catch myself because I was like, ooh, you want to go back? And I was like, nope, that's a rash decision. That is a rash decision.
That's what happened
to
me.
Every day I be wanting to cut my hair because I am tired of doing it.
That's me. I got so tired of fucking dyeing my shit. And I was just like, I literally was having like a mental breakdown. And like, I was sitting there like, literally like, you know, you're lining your shit up. And I was just like, like suddenly it was just like, oh, fuck it. And then I was like, you know what? You've gone this far. You cannot turn back now. And I've been bald since. So I was just like, fuck it. That's what's going to happen one day. You're going to be like, you're going to have a fuck it moment. And just be like.
The thing is, I've done that multiple times. Like, I'll grow my hair out. And then one day I'm like, nope, done with it. And then it's just like, but this is the longest I've had my hair probably since I was in high school. So I actually used to have hair when I was a baby. My mom used to keep my braids that were cut out of my head in a purse.
Okay. And yeah. What did she do with them? Just like, just have it?
Just kept them.
That's real. I, of everything.
My hair was not supposed to be cut, so I think she had an attachment to it. My dad did it without consulting her.
It was one of those situations.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess he didn't want his son looking like a girl, whatever like, the fuck
like
that means.
Like the faggot he is. I just like I don't take your mom as one of those moms that would do that. So that is the most peculiar thing I think I've ever heard about Miss G, like ever.
Really?
Yes, I would not expect her to be like have like a sentimental thing in her purse. Like I don't know.
Oh no, she was very sentimental.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, also, I am drinking Cabernet, and Cabernet just always gives me that good, I don't want to hear no shit from the wine drinkers who like, oh, you're drinking out of the wrong glass, and you're drinking it with a straw, and you're drinking it cold. I don't give a shit. But I do like a Cabernet. Cabernet makes me feel like an adult. I like the way it sounds. And it gets me there great. It's a good ride up. It's a quick ride up, but it's a smooth ride up. It's like a roller coaster that goes up, but it doesn't drop you until you sober up. But yeah, I just wanted to. I'm drinking tonight.
Tequila! Woo!
It's Cinco de Mayo if you're listening to this on Friday, May 5th. Hello. I am 100% Mexican tomorrow.
Me too. I need to find
Do Mexicans get offended about that? Like, because if somebody was like,
Juneteenth.
I'm Rosa Parks tomorrow because it's Black History Month. Like, I wonder.
Can you imagine the outrage if a Hispanic person on Juneteenth was like, I'm going to be Rosa Parks tomorrow, baby. I ain't moving for shit. I'm like, calm down, bitch. Calm down, Selena.
I would
prefer
that over like the opposite, but I don't know. I wonder if that would be weird to them.
I don't know. I don't know too many. Like I don't know too many Hispanic people, to be honest.
Most the Hispanic people I know, like most Hispanics are like just like welcoming. They it's kind of like Black people. Like we don't really want white people at the party, but if they gonna be there, we gonna have fun with them while they're there. You know what I'm saying?
Hispanic people know how to party too. They gets down with the get down. They drink like fish out of water. They black out. They and it's like they share their alcohol really freely. Like they just pour it. I'm just like, wow, I didn't even need to bring my own bottle because you're supporting me.
Latino people are very like giving. Just like in my experience.
Yeah. Like, and they got big fat dicks. All the guys' dicks are like cans. It's like they have fat dicks and they're usually uncut too.
That's my favorite. So I'm celebrating Cinco de Mayo
and your uncut dicks.
For all the uncut Hispanic kings.
It's a lot of them. Like, I generally, like, whenever I, like, talk to a Hispanic guy now, that's usually the first thing I always wonder. Like, I wonder if you're circumcised. And it's like, I don't want to ask. I usually like to build to that point of them just showing me.
Are you uncut? Show me.
Let me see.
Proof or it's not real.
Right. Oh my God. So I was reading something the other day, and then it was like something like, back in the day, people would be like, oh, you suck dick, and they'll make fun of you for sucking dick. Now bitches be like, yeah, I suck that dick. Yeah, I sucked it good too. Like, sucking dick back in the day was like a sin.
Speaking of sucking dick, real quick, we can just do this real quick. Oral sex is now the leading risk factor for throat cancer.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
This article says HPV is a sexually transmitted disease. For oropharyngeal cancer, which is, I guess, cancer of the throat, and I don't know if I pronounced that right, don't say anything to me. The main risk factor is the number of lifetime sexual partners, especially oral sex. Those with six or more lifetime oral sex partners are 8.5 times more likely to develop oropharyngeal cancer than those who do not practice oral sex. So basically all of us are fucking screwed. Mostly you though, because I'm not the throat goat in this situation. I don't do much of that.
Every time I was like on Twitter and I saw this article, someone was like, uh-oh. I'm like, y'all are probably suck fire about like 30 dicks max. I'm out of here. Like those with six or more lifetime oral sex partners.
And that's most people. So
yeah, bitch.
Well, that's probably most people.
Yeah, that is. I'm like,
suck a little dick here and there.
I'm like an old man. I thought you had fell off your seat. I'm like, oh, that Cabernet, whatever the fuck you're drinking.
My fucking camera is falling out of its seat.
I keep on falling in. Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm dead. So, and throat cancer. My granddad actually died of throat cancer. Well, it was from cigarettes. So I'm like, I have that on top of the fact that I'm like I'm an overachiever when it comes to sucking dick. I'm out of here. Like, make sure y'all remember Buffalo Wild Wings at the funeral. Make sure y'all remember I want my casket to float up to the sky while Diamonds is playing. Rihanna comes up from the floor with her microphone and everyone's just like,
that's cute.
Yeah, I know, right? And then I want my casket to kind of like spin a little bit with laser show. I want a laser show coming out the bottom. And smoke. I want smoke to rise up too. I want it to be like really theatrical. Tickets start at $25, $50, and you get a memorial t-shirt. So it's all worth it. I have it planned out.
I would like a fun funeral, but I also want people to cry. So let's do the crying first.
Yeah.
Let's schedule that for about an hour. And then the next hour, everybody just like...
turn up.
Give good stories. You know, we play a little music. And then the repast is going to be lit. And then there's not gonna be a burial because burn me up. There's no point. Just get rid of me.
Oh, I just want like if you go before me, I'm just gonna have like your ashes somewhere like right here beside my microphone for the podcast.
I don't know. Just turn me into a tree. I don't want to be hostage anywhere.
Oh girl, now you dead bitch. You ain't got no more say. You cannot tell us what to do anymore.
I would like to be in one of those.
Okay, you're gonna be a tree.
I would like to be in one of those biodegradable caskets. I feel like that's really great for the earth. Okay. They're very expensive.
Well, we ain't doing that for you, child. We gonna.
So the casket decomposes with the body. That way, it won't be no scandals of cemeteries overselling plots. And they be re-digging up people and throwing their bodies in one pile and selling more graves. That happened a while ago in Chicago, and I know it's not the only place it's ever happened.
It happened a lot of time at Oak. Well, I won't say the fucking...
I think it was Oakwood, right?
I wasn't gonna name drop them, but yeah, that's
what it's the truth. Yeah, it was in the news.
Yeah, it was in the news. And fucking this news right here about getting throat cancer is troubling me. I feel like sucking dick is the most fun thing I do. Like I really enjoy sucking dick. I really enjoy just like the art of it all. I really enjoy I just enjoy sucking dick. And I don't want to die from it. But they say all good things kill you, so.
Okay. So where's the bad things that don't kill you?
I don't know.
Well, welcome to the show, and we will find out. This is the Boys Next Door podcast, reporting to you live from...
Hell.
Istanbul. I don't know.
Oh. From the Boys Network. I don't like that Twitter updated my location to Earth. That is bothering me so fucking bad. I like that it said I was from, like, I was in Las Vegas or in Nevada, so that when people from that area saw me tweeting, they're like, oh, he's from my area, let me slide in his DMs or some shit like that. Now it's like, Earth, you know how many people's on Earth, bitch? What makes me special at that point? It's a gazillion.
That's kind of the point. Nobody on Earth is special.
I am special, bitch.
Get over it. We're all nothing.
I am something. You know
Do you know that there are like other universes compacted on top of ours?
Oh yeah, 100%.
You're not alone, and you're not special. You think that bitch in Earth number 542 thinks she's special? She not either.
You can't tell me that. If I found her Twitter, I bet that bitch on Earth 572 is probably tweeting, "I'm that bitch." You can't tell her otherwise. Xenon is
what do they do over there? I really want to travel.
Can you imagine?
I think we find out after we die.
Yeah, after we die. That's probably where we go. I've been thinking about that a lot lately too. It's like it's crazy to think about the fact that we're literally living to die. Like at any moment you could die, and you don't have any idea of what happens after that moment happens. And that's the crazy part. So that's scary.
I think a few things about death, but one of the things I do think is, like, I think we find out the truth when we die, and I think we are reassigned, and then our memories erased. I feel like everybody is, it just helps me sleep at night to think that I'm like, it's not going to be the end, even though I have no proof of that, and nobody's ever going to have proof of that, so it really doesn't fucking matter. But if I'm going to be here, I might as well be delusional, so I might as well just think of something great instead of something horrible. You know?
Yeah, so me being special on Earth number, I guess, I don't know, I wonder what number Earth this is, in comparison to...
I think this Earth actually has a number. There are other, what they call Earths, but I don't quote me on that, but this Earth has a number, and there are other Earths.
That's crazy to think about. Like, what if this Earth was like a mistake, and it was and the creator was just like,
definitely experiment Earth.
Definitely experiment Earth, because bitches running around with guns in Atlanta, hiding on fucking rooftops. That's intense. That's crazy.
But you know what? We've come so far as a civilization, like as a human race, like technology just continues to improve and improve and improve. And so I always think about how, like, back in the beginning times, like at the, you know, the beginning of the human race, like, I know nobody ever thought, like, what is happening today would happen today. They never even had a concept of it. There's going to be some shit that we don't even have a concept of right now that's going to exist 2,000 years from now, and I just think that is fucking insane.
It's amazing, though, but that's how life works. We legit are just living. Like, we're living to just literally die. And then, like in the midst of all this living, you kind of just have to, like, find your own way, and you kind of just have to find, like, your judge. And I feel like a lot of times we spend so much time trying to, I feel like that's kind of why, like, I won't say I'm over social media. I don't take social media serious. Because it's just like everybody trying to find their way. Everybody trying to find what works for them. And sometimes people find the wrong shit. And we tend to give tons of light to people that find all the wrong shit. But those are out here actually trying and trying to do the right shit. And trying to make something of themselves. Those are the people that we kind of pay dust to. So I just been trying to kind of disrespect people for where they are in their own journey. Because I don't know what their journey was before this. I don't know what their journey might be or might have been on Earth number 2. Or, and now they're here just trying a new way. So, oh, hi, I'm Ken Lush. I think you said your name, and then I kept talking.
No, we didn't introduce ourselves, but I'm Blackberry. But, yeah, I do agree. I am definitely, on the wave of, I wouldn't call it a wave, but I'm in the understanding that everybody has a unique, individualized experience. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And, everybody's not supposed to think the same way or have the same ideas. And the sooner everybody realizes that they're not fucking special and that we're all going to do the same thing at the end of this thing called life, die, I think everybody will calm the fuck down. The problem is nobody wants to think that way. Like, I just always feel like the older I get, the more I realize it's just like, it does nothing. I've said it on the show before, and it sounds like morbid and just like it could be twisted into a negative way, but when you think about it, nothing fucking matters. You're gonna fucking die. You might as well live your life while you're here. Enjoy what is going on. Stop trying to control shit that you can't control, because you can't control most shit that goes on. So why don't you just have a fucking seat and calm the fuck down?
Move your mic thing off your hoodie, because you're gonna not like that.
Okay. Well, this is not being recorded.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I didn't want to make sure.
But I know that probably sounds bad to you, so I'll just...
No, I don't mind. Yeah. I can ignore it. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't picking up on the microphone. But yeah, like you're saying, like, I feel like we all have, like, our own assigned path and our own assigned, like, destiny. And sometimes we try to, like, to fit everybody into the same path. And that's where I feel like we go wrong with, like, trying to get to know people and trying to, like, talk to people. And so, like it led me to think, like, earlier, like, I feel like a lot of guys try to approach me in a way where it's like they talk to me and treat me how they treat every other guy they talk to. And it's like, as I've gotten older and now that I'm like 23, I always like try to like understand where somebody's at and meet them where they're at when trying to get to know me. But it's like people don't also take that same breath and like that same actualization and like realization and all that shit of like trying to like get to know me. Like I feel like we try to box people in so tough. Like we try to make everybody fit how what we are and what we do. So it led me to think about like how do guys like approach you now, and are you receptive to how they approach you, or do you like how do you prefer it?
I
already know.
I'm trying to control myself because my camera
I know. It
keeps falling. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're deal with it, bitch. We ain't got no money yet.
Wait a minute. I didn't think you were about to say that.
Guys don't approach me.
Yeah, me either.
Most guys just like
I lie.
They like it's more so on like a I like you, I'm like you're cool, like I would freak on you, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you like that?
And it just ends there. I don't really care because I don't put any stock into anything a man says. So, like, none right. of it really means anything to me. But it never goes anywhere. It's never like, oh, I want to take you on a date and get to know you. It's like, oh, like,
I don't want to talk about
do
dates.
So many things to you.
I don't want to talk about dates for the next decade, okay? I don't want to hear about dates. I don't want to talk about dates.
My coworker said McDonald's is a date. If you like it.
My coworker said McDonald's is not a good first date. And I was like, I didn't get a chance to ask him more, but I'm just like, whatever. But I don't want to talk about
that. And I'm ready to argue about it again.
I know you are. But... Could you try too early this week? I was sitting at work and all of a sudden we somehow veered onto this path of talking about dates all fucking over. And I did come to realization, okay, I don't think I would want to go to McDonald's on a first date. But I would want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings still. And then I would still want to go, it's just like, McDonald's, no. Because, first of all, I realized I don't really eat anything from McDonald's except for Filet-O-Fish. But I get extra tartar, no cheese, if you're trying to take me on a date to McDonald's. That's my order. And a large fry, no drink, because I usually drink water. So, yeah. So, if you want to take me to McDonald's, I like a Filet-O-Fish. But I would not prefer that. I prefer Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys don't approach me at all though. I posted on like Instagram. I was like, am I scary? Why don't guys ever try to talk to me? And of course, the one guy that tried to talk to me replied like, and I'm just like, first of all, sir, I met him. Like I legit gave him my number. He asked for my number, and I was like, okay, guys never ask for my number. I'm gonna respect you and give you my number. So I gave him my number on Sunday, and like text message 3, he was calling me his husband. that's a turnoff.
That's the killer.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Like, that's intense. I don't appreciate that. And I feel like guys always like even this other Aquarius that's like texting me, he texts me at like the same time every day. Like, it's like 4 a.m. It's 4 a.m. my time.
And so, my lover won't answer.
And so, we sing a lot on this podcast, but like, oh, bitch, okay. But like, so he like, I don't feel like guys know how to approach.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Normal people who think properly and like aren't like I feel like we come off hella sex craved. We come off like we're dick destroyed. We are, but I feel like we're multifaceted as well. Like there's so much more to us than just dick. Like we're actually like thinking smart human beings, and I feel like guys hate addressing that and hate thinking about that, because then it's like, damn, I actually really have to put in some effort and like trying to get to know them. Or damn, I can't just fuck and just go about my day. I mean, you can if you meet the requirements, but like guys always try like to box me in, and I hate that. Like get to know me. Like, I don't want you to repeat lines that you've told five other bitches on Twitter. I can always tell that shit. Cause I'm like, how does that relate to me? Like, how does you saying this relate to me? Like, how are you trying to force me to be this person? Like, one guy messaged me, he was like, we're going to play this game. I don't even play that game. What do you mean? Like, how are you trying to make me do this? Well, I don't care what your other friends do. And so I've been having like a real problem with guys just like approaching me. And I'll approach a guy first, though. But that's another thing.
Yeah, I don't really have any, like... I don't know. I obviously, there's some sort of energy that is being given off that says, hey, I want to fuck. When it's like, I don't always want to fuck. I rarely want to fuck. And that doesn't mean you're going to get to fuck just because I talk about fucking. And, you know, I'm a very sexual person, but that doesn't mean I'm going to fuck every Tom, Dick, and Harry who wants to. Yes. Like, I'm not a prostitute. Like, what do you think this is? But also, it's like, I don't really care because I don't really want to talk to nobody no way. So it's like, fine.
Or you're back in that zone. You want to be...
I mean, I was never out of that zone, mm-hmm. but... and I'm not closed off to being out of that zone, but like it's never been a desire for me. And you know what the problem I have often is, like, I tell people that dating is like not a priority for me. It's not something like I sit around and think about all day. I don't dream of having a man. Like, I don't dream of a relationship. I'm open to those things, but it's not something on my bucket list. Like, I could live my life without it. And when I say that to people, they think it sounds like sad. And it's like, okay, I was having a discussion with a friend, and I was telling him, like, I really just don't, that part of me has just like never been there. Like, I've never just like craved it, which explains why I've never been in a relationship, because it's very easy for me to be like, okay, this is not working, I'm done here, like, we can just move on.
Do you feel like you're the problem?
I feel like I'm part of the problem, but I also feel like it's not a problem for me to not want a relationship. Like, not that I don't want a relationship, and I hate, and I don't want to be saying that because I don't want to like just like be blocking any blessings, but it's just like, that's not something I think about. I think about like peace on earth in my life. You know what I'm saying? I think about like what I'm going to be doing in 60 years. I'm not thinking about like, am I going to have a man in 60 years? Like, I have enough love in my life, and I'm probably going to be like, you know, one of those people who dates around but never really has a man, because I just don't see it for me. Like, if it happens, I welcome it, Lord, but like, I'm not like,
besides not ever like seeing it for yourself, like, what makes you not see it for yourself? Like, I personally just to expound on that question, like, I can't see myself in a relationship right now, only because I don't have anybody in my life or in my circle or around me that I would actually take serious enough to date. But I feel like if the right guy came along and it made sense, I would be open to dating them. Are you in that same boat where if it makes sense, you would date them? Or are you in that... Or are you like... Because it almost sounds like even if...
It sounds like I don't want it. Never.
Yeah.
I want to be an old evil bitch.
No, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, well, that's not... That... And I can, and I get why it be coming off that way, and I also understand that that turns a lot of guys off. That's fine. That means you don't need to be no way because you don't understand. But it's like, I'm not saying I don't want those things, but I'm saying I don't crave those things, and I know that I'm going to not crumble up and die if I don't achieve those things because right. they're not like achievements for me.
Right. I think I might have been talking to you or I might be talking to somebody else, but I feel like a big thing about like love and loving someone else is almost like how you like the way you were raised or like how you were like shown love and like how you like understand love and accept love. Because I personally I feel like I might have mentioned on a podcast before, but whatever, because we get new listeners all the fucking time. But I feel like one of the main things that was like a huge issue in all of my last relationships were that we loved and we... This smoke is like all in the fucking camera. We loved and we understood and we accepted love way different than each other. So my way of showing love was way different than their way of receiving love. Like, I always think about the fact of like my mom and my dad were just very just like, what's going on? What, talk to us. Like, what? Like, tell me this. And it's like you, I was forced, like, almost from like a young age to just be hyper communicative about how I'm feeling and what I'm not feeling. And a lot of people aren't used to that. They're used to the fucking way opposite. And so it's like with me, like in every situation, I'll always just be like, so what's going on? Talk to me. And when you're not used to that and you're not used to people actually being receptive of emotions and feelings and all that shit, you kind of put up a wall between your feelings and their feelings, even if you are together, because you can't really process why someone would care so much about your emotions or feelings enough to actually give a fuck or make a difference in how you're feeling. And so I feel like when you go into situations, like even like me, like right now, I'm like, I'm receptive to guys, but I'm also just very just like cautious about what do you want from me? Like, what do you want?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Yeah, that's a bop. But it's just like, I'm very just like cautious. And I feel like I attract guys who don't. Like, I like every fucking guy, whether it's now or when I was younger, whenever, so forth and so on, like, every guy that I attracted was the polar opposite of how I show love. And I'm like, damn, am I that person who's just like, you know, like they be like, some people are healers and some people are hurt or so forth and so on. Like I feel like I'm a healer and I attract a lot of hurt people that I try to heal.
That's the broken bird syndrome.
Yeah, and that's crazy. And I hate it. I like legit. Like, even now, like, I keep meeting guys, and I'm just like, I really see the fucking diamond that you are. And I, like, and, like, I try to speak that, like, that mindset of who they are and what they could be into their lives. And I try, like, to do that. And some people just aren't receptive to it. So it just made me, like, I don't know. I'm just really cautious. I'm really just, like, I don't know. I don't know where I fit in.
I do think there's a difference between being receptive and, like, just not needing as much of it as somebody else. I was listening to some like relationship guy on some podcast. I don't even remember his name. I wish I could so I can just like send y'all to what he actually said. But he was saying like most people think like communication is just like verbal. It's just like people are communicating with you all the time.
Yes.
Even if they're not saying anything.
100.
So when people say they're like having like communication issues and stuff like that, it's like, but are you reading your partner? Like some people are, it's like not easy for everybody to just like come out and say stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like most people get stuck in that part where it's like, oh, he's not communicating with me. And it's like, well, he is. He's just not saying words that you need to understand. But like, maybe you need to kind of meet this person halfway. Like, I think a lot of the times, even for me, like in my past relationships, it's like relationships. It's like most guys are just like, yeah, I don't know, like, I don't, I you're not get, like, I don't have a scent, like, I'm not
you're hard easy
to read.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but that in itself to me is not a reason to like give up on somebody. I don't think. I feel like people should extend more grace to people who don't have the same communication style as them. That don't mean sit around and be miserable because, you know, you're not connecting with your partner, but you know, if you like somebody enough,
you'll try.
Try to meet them halfway. And that goes for the other way too, because it's like I had to learn that just because I'm used to being like closed off and not needing as much communication doesn't mean that I just can forego doing that shit. Like, I still have to like be an active participant if I'm going to be dating somebody. I can't just be a fucking starfish.
I think that's really important that you stated that, because I feel like that's a big part that's missing in a lot of relationships nowadays, is that people aren't receptive to their part in situations, and people aren't receptive to the fact of, like, I have to put in just as much effort. Like I know I don't want to talk to somebody every day. Like, I can't, but for the other person, that might mean a little bit more. Or, like, they might be going through something, and it's just, like, they don't verbalize it in a way that's, like, you said, like, you talk to people, you deal with people all the time, and they don't necessarily like say, hey, I have this going on and I kind of need this. They show it in other ways. So whether they pull back or whether they're just like meaner or shit like that. Like, that's how I'm always able to know, like I was taught very young. Like, my mom, I know, I mean, I give my mom a lot of props on this fucking podcast, because my mom has instilled so much wisdom in me when it comes to dealing with people, because she forced me to fucking deal with people at the age of two. At the age of two, I was like in like school already. Like, I was in pre-K and I was like in daycare and I was like summer school. And like my mom, like, I know I talk about my mom's meetings all the time. My mom would go on meetings and she would have me go to the meetings with her. And just like I was always in an environment where it was just like, I always found it beneficial to listen to non-verbal communication a lot more than the things that people are saying. So, like, when somebody's, like, body language is so important in general, because, like, a lot of times we'd be like, yeah, this person feels this way about me, or this person feels that way about me. And then their body language and everything is literally just telling you the reality of the situation. But we're too focused on, like, fucking, like, trying to, like, feed our ego and what we feel we make somebody feel. And it's just, like, that's not how it fucking works. So, like, once you get to the realization of, like, how much power you have in controlling someone else's energy, I feel like it makes a real big difference in how you approach or even deal with people, like, altogether.
It's definitely weird, though, because, like, in the date, I don't even know what the dating landscape is.
Terrible.
I haven't been on a date, I have been asked out on dates, and the dates flake on me, which is very strange, because, like, you came into my home and I apologized. So it's like, the thing for me is just like, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
That's always the number one thing. But number two, don't think I'm dumb. Like, that be the thing, because guys think they can pull like these same tricks on you that they pulled on every other bitch. Yes. It's like, already see what you're doing and I'm already out of here. You need to go like practice more, because what you're trying to do is not fucking working.
And I had that thought earlier this week, and it led me to get to thinking about myself. And I'm like, am I that damaged that I read into shit and I think it's something that it could not be? Cause like I feel like a lot of times I'm trying to break this habit. I'm so glad we're talking about this, cause I mention this all the fucking time. I feel like I have a very bad habit of telling guys I'm not stupid, and I'm saying it to let them know, please don't treat me like I'm stupid. Please don't try to fucking do the things that you normally do, cause it's not necessary. And I always try to tell guys, like, dealing with me, like, you get so much further with me just being, like, the worst human being that you could possibly fucking ever be. Because, once again, The healer in me is like, I see what you're really trying to do. Like, I see the intent behind your actions. I see the intent behind this. Like I'm very, like, and that could be me. I can just be super, like, fucking stupid. But I feel like there's times where I do something, or I say something, or I act a certain way, where I wish that same grace was given to me. Or I wish that same understanding was given to me. And a lot of times I'm like, if I'm dealing with a guy, like, a guy say something sweet or something nice, and I'll just be like, yeah, no. Like, what script is this from? And it's like, what if he's really feeling this way? Am I that damaged that I'm just like...
See, gotcha. I don't feel that way when guys are, like, saying, like, sweet things. It's more... I'm not, like, skeptical of, like, what they're saying is, like, true to them. Like, that's fine. Because you
might actually believe what you're saying. I know I should be a sugar mama. Like, I know.
But for me, it's like... Okay, and what else? Because that is not how you're going to get to me, just by, like, gassing my head up. Because it's like, that doesn't mean anything to me. What else is going on? Tell me something else. The problem is, for me, though, it's just like, I'm so unmoved by virtually everything. It's gonna be kind of hard for anybody to do anything that I am receptive of, because it's like, I don't have to. So it's like, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I gotta get out of that eventually. I guess.
But I feel like you're so afraid of being dependent on someone sometimes.
No, listen,
hear me out. I feel like you're so afraid of being dependent on somebody sometimes because you've been independent for so long. So the thought of, like, actually needing somebody around, or, like, wanting somebody around, that's a foreign concept, because you're just like, why the fuck would I need you? Like, why the fuck do I want you around? Because you've never had to find value in having someone else around in your life.
Is that a thing, though? Because I hear people say, like, I mostly hear straight men say this, like, they want to feel needed in a relationship.
Yeah. I'm the same
way. What the fuck does that even mean?
I know what it means exactly. So with me, like, and I was tuning about this last night. Like, I am so, like, my man. I'm, like, your number one cheerleader. I'm your ride or die. I'm everything that you need. But I need to know that you respect and appreciate the fact that I'm everything that you need. I want to feel like, I want to feel like everything that I'm willing to do for you, and everything I've done so far for you, isn't taken for granted, or it's not just like something that you're just like, well, you're supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to do shit but fucking die and go to Earth number 942, bitch. So don't ever get it twisted. And so I feel like for me, like I break my neck for, like, if I'm dating you, you don't have to worry about shit. And I make this very clear. Like, I'm very just, like, forefront about this. Like, if you need something, I'll figure out how we can do it. But I need to make sure that you're putting in that effort. I need to make sure that you're putting that energy into me to make me feel like you appreciate it. And guys
definitely gonna need that reciprocity, babe.
Yeah, and they don't do that. And guys don't want to do that nowadays. Because, like rather we believe... Like, I hate to admit this. Tops have been through some shit, too. Like they've been tortured. They've been like, yeah, but I'm like, same breath, I'm always like, fuck them. But in the same breath, it's like, I know, like, I'm in a lot of close friends. I know how my sister and purses move. So I know, like, sometimes what it gives and what they experience. And so it's just kind of like, I can understand a guy just being like, and I feel like sometimes when I say this, it's just like, it's such pick me energy. And it is not being a pick me. It's just like, I'm one of the people, I see all sides of the coin. I see both sides, like Chanel. Like, I see it all. I see it. And so it's just kind of like, sometimes I'm like, I guess you can act this way. Because I know if I had been through a situation similar to anything that you probably been through, I would probably act that way. But that's also, once again, me being like, I want to be treated. Or I want people to treat me how I treat them. So I don't know.
I think all in all, it just takes a lot of patience to be in a relationship. And I don't know if I have that muscle in me yet. That's not to say that I can't find a muscle if somebody, if I like somebody enough.
I was going to say, but I was going to say, like, any muscle, you have to train it for it to actually grow.
Exactly. And that be my thing. Nobody wants to, like, let me work out the kinks. They just want to be like, you know what? I'm done here. Either that or they do something that's making me like, you know what? You've reached strike number three. You didn't even know there was a one and two. But at this point, you're out. You're done, buddy. Fuck out of here. You're over. So it's like, I don't know. I do need therapy, but I also just need like practice. But also, I say I need practice, but then I don't want to go on no dates. I don't want to talk to anybody. So it's like, yeah. I don't respond to DMs. So I don't know. I don't know.
But you're one of those people. It's just like, I feel
you
kinda, like
you just have to catch me when I'm hot. Like that's just what
like,
it is.
Like you're so wishy washy with every, like when it comes to like emotional, like anything dealing with communication, all this shit. You have to catch you. Like that's why like when you text me, oh baby, I'm sending all those texts, baby, because I don't know when I'm going to get another reply.
And yeah, so, and then you text me like 15 times in 30 seconds. I have to put my phone on do not disturb because now I'm annoyed.
I have to. But then the thing is, it's like, but that's just how I am. I'm like I'm very just like, if I have somebody and I know I have you, I'm going to give you every little thing in that little window of time that I have you for. Because you never know. Like, you never know what type of energy somebody's needing in their day.
I'm definitely that way with my friends and family. Yeah. Like, I've learned that, like, because I'm a homebody, I want to be in the house most of the time. But I've learned that, like, you know, if your friends are inviting you out, it's because they want to spend time with you. It's not because they just, you know, need a hang along. But if they're your real friend, they want to hang out with you. And they might need that to recharge themselves. I don't personally need that all the time. What? It's always the times when I need recharging with my friends that they're unavailable. And then I'd be like, this is why I don't fuck with nobody now.
And I was about to say that. I'm like, and it becomes a cycle. Because it's like when you make yourself so unavailable to people,
everybody's like, I don't want to bother him no way.
So yeah. And so then you can't really be like, well, I'm like, fuck you bitches now because y'all wasn't available.
But that bothers me because it's like, you should know how I am by now.
But you should know how we are by now. You do. You're very like, and I'll give you that. I will give you that. You're very like cognizant of your friends. You know how we are. You know, like how we move, like you know us, and so like
I'm very malleable, but and I will say most of my friends like get it. I do have a friend who is like, I don't want to say like needy, but he's more needy than me in the relationship. And I'd be like, girl, I've been with you for 5 hours. I'm ready to go. We're done, and I will see you another time. But it's like,
I have a confession.
That's not fair, and I always recognize that that's not fair, but it's okay. I'll work on it.
I have really bad anxiety issues about hanging with somebody and them not knowing when to go away. Like my max social meter is probably like 3 hours. Unless I I have to really, really enjoy you. Then you could just like move in my skin. But
feel like having fun. It's like,
yeah. Other than that, I'm just like, I really like, I'm very just like, battery is dead. You know, like when you randomly on your phone and it go from like 50 to like, now it's on 4%. That's me all the time. And then I'm just kind
of
like.
Speaking of my phone, I was in the middle of a phone sex session and my battery was dying.
I heard you suck some toes this weekend.
And so my battery was dying and I was trying to charge it and it just wouldn't charge.
Like
my
phone
would not charge. I literally okay, bitch, like
you deviated from what I was saying like and then you made a face when I deviated from what you were saying.
No, because can I finish my story about my phone not charging? Like what happened?
Yeah, we don't care about that. We want to get to the toes.
I did suck some toes this weekend. It wasn't nothing spectacular. Nothing else happened.
Like, but that's hot though. Like, bitch, you are so glossy. You are such a glossy bitch, and I hate that about you. You gloss over the shit that people want to hear about. Like, even when you tell details, you don't tell the good details. Like,
there's no details. Okay, so I was at my friend's house having a little, you know, a little sip, We were playing a little game.
What game?
This guy was also out. He was like, you know, you should have came to this party with me. I'm like, you know, then we're just texting or whatever. And I'm like, well, I was leaving my friend's house. So I'm like, I'm going to pull up on you because you're closer to my friend than you are to my home. So I travel over there, and then I get there, and he's not there because he's getting food, and I'm waiting, and I'm like, I'm going to go home. And then he's like, as soon as I leave, he's like, well, where are you? I'm like, I'm going home. And he's like, I'm coming. And so I turn around like a dummy.
I do. And yes, then, I hate that.
Like, you're wasting my gas.
Yes.
This is crazy.
And then you be over, so you be ready to go, like, fuck it, whatever. And then you like, I mean, I came this far.
Right. That's the whole thing. It's like, I have to drive all the way home. I might as well, you know, whatever. But it was cool. We just chatted it up. His toes ended up in my mouth.
Did you make the move? How did it, I'm always curious, like, with you, like, how does shit progress?
It started off as a foot rub, you know?
You are such a slut.
That's the easy way in. Like, you want a foot rub?
That's the gateway drug. That's the gateway drug to fuck toe sucking.
I'll get you right where I need you.
And what he, that. He was just like, yeah.
I mean, pretty much. I sucked his toes, so.
Yeah. I mean, was he like, did you know he was a foot guy or like?
He's not a foot guy.
Oh, that's, that makes it hotter.
Everybody's a foot guy with me. That's the thing.
Come on, bitch. Come on. I like that. I like that. That's like when I be like I can make any nigga nut. Like, yeah, you can like, I can suck any toe. Just give me the window. I like that. That's hot.
Yeah, we didn't do nothing. I woke up at his house, which was startling to me. I was like, why am I not in my bed? This is insane. I'm going home. And I got up at like 9 a.m. and I was like, I'm out of here, buddy. Because I apparently fell asleep on him and like was like drooling.
Oh, that's cute.
And instead of waking me up, he just let me lay there. I was like, that's weird.
Bitch, that's not weird. That's cute. You're fucked up in the head, bitch. You're fucked up in the head. Like, because
I
want to
be in my bed at the end of the night.
Well, girl, you're not. And that guy let you sleep peacefully on his shoulder, drooling. That's sweet, bitch. That's cute.
No, I fell asleep on his stomach on the couch, and when I woke up, I was on the couch by myself.
Oh, he went in his bed.
I guess I don't know what transpired between the time that I was asleep. So.
Oh, well, that's hot. That's really cute, though. I'm happy for you.
Don't try to make it romantic. He's not dateable.
So. I didn't say it was romantic. I said it was cute.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, I didn't say it was romantic. You said that. See, when bitches try to box you into what they think you thinking, and instead of listening to what you really saying.
Well, speaking of people saying what they really saying and standing on what they say, Ebony K. Williams, I really wanted to talk about this. She said she not dating a bus driver, and you know, she is, for those of you who don't know, Ebony K. Williams is she's an attorney. She's like a TV personality. She was the first black housewife on Real Housewives of New York. Mm-hmm. You know.
She got the show canceled.
Essentially, yes. So she was doing an interview with Iyanla Van Zandt, and she was saying that Iyanla asked her, would you date a bus driver? And she said, if he owned the bus. And so I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Like, what do you have, like, job requirements? Are you dating a bus driver? Are people who do, like, those types of jobs dateable?
Yeah. I feel like, who am I really? Like, I'm not in her position really to ever be like, I will never date this type of guy. Like, I would date a drug dealer just as quick as I would date a doctor. Like, I feel like as long as you have like motion about yourself, as long as you have like money steady, I know how it feels to date a broke ass nigga. So yes, I would date the fucking drug dealer. Yes, I would date the fucking bus driver. Yes, I would date the guy working at Walgreens. I'm not too good for that shit. Because I know, like,
I am too good for a drug dealer.
No, sure. Like, why? Why? No, I like, because I've always
find you something else. Now, you can deal me the drugs, but I'm not going to be dating you.
Why? No, I'm not.
Why am I getting involved in this lifestyle? I'm not.
You're not getting like that doesn't mean anything. Like, you could date.
Okay, so if he get pulled over and he got 1,700 pounds of weed in the trunk, mm-hmm. and we go down, is we going down together? Because I'm snitching.
Because first of all, bitch, why do you think that a guy that actually cares about you in a relationship with, that is a drug dealer, put you in that position?
I seen the movies and that's what they do. So
see, and that's like, I that is like one of my biggest pet peeves. When the gays are like, I would never date a drug. I'm too good.
Oh,
to
girl,
date.
Stop pushing this trade agenda on me. I don't want to date no drug dealer, and that's fine.
So, are you saying only like gays don't deal drugs?
I'm saying I'm not dating a drug dealer. Find you something else to do if you want to date me.
Oh, so you wouldn't date the bus driver then? Because basically a bus driver...
I would date the bus driver.
For Ebony K. Williams, she would consider the bus driver in comparison to the drug dealer. She would. Because status.
She
what
wouldn't
it's about.
Consider either, according to her statement.
Exactly. And I'm saying, the bus driver is your drug dealer. You wouldn't date him because he doesn't meet your requirements.
I don't really have requirements. You're just not going to do that and date me. And I don't think it's wrong to say that I don't want to date a fucking drug dealer.
Right.
That is a very, that's an extreme, like, I'm not saying drug dealers are bad people. I smoke weed. I buy drugs from drug dealers.
Right.
But I'm not going to date you because you're doing something else in life that I'm not really comfortable with getting involved with. I want to smoke my weed illegally like I am in Texas, but I don't want to be in no situation where you let's say you did some shit like Rue did in fucking Euphoria. You stole this fucking lady money and you on the fucking run and now you
how often does that happen? Like, I won't say what relationship it is, but somebody very close to me, very influential in my life, is a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And I would hate for for somebody to be like, oh, I can never be with them because they're a drug dealer. Those drug dealings, is feeding a family, okay? I can never just be like, oh, they're a bad person because they're a drug dealer. They're too good, I'm too good for that.
But
that's how it comes off.
That's
though.
The beef that people are having with Ebony K. Williams because feel like,
and that's why I compared the two.
She's saying basically what she was saying is that a bus driver, that's an average job. Why don't people want more for themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when she doubled down on it, that's when I had the problem with it, because it kind of sounded like she was being super elitist about it. She was just I feel like what she could have just said, and then we can get off of her, is just I don't want to date no bus driver because I make a different type of money and I need somebody who can keep up with me. I feel like she could have left it there. But then she went into the education thing and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then when I'm so glad we do this podcast the way we do it, because she actually went on The Breakfast Club and she explained in detail what she was actually saying. My whole thing is people get so offended because they act like somebody is talking about you. Who gives a fuck that Ebony K. Williams does not want to date a bus driver? Why are you so offended? Is this personally affecting you? That goes back to our conversation earlier about people feeling special in this world. Nobody gives a fucking shit about you. Nobody cares if you're a fucking bus driver. If the bitch don't want to date a bus driver, I'm not calling her a bitch, but if she don't want to date a bus driver, I'm not seeing the issue. And I'm also not seeing the issue with me not wanting to.
I knew you wanted to get back to that so bad, bitch.
I want to tie it all in together, because I'm not saying that drug dealers are bad people. Again, I buy drugs. But what I'm saying is I don't want to be a part of that lifestyle. You can't do anything for me, really, if you're going to be dealing drugs. Now, when it comes to a regular job, I don't give a fuck if you worked at Taco Bell. If you got a job, taking care of yourself.
Well,
those are
both
my requirements. You need to be a self-sufficient adult when you come try to date me. Other than that, goodbye.
What if they do both?
You're not doing that. Doing what?
They work at Taco Bell and sell drugs.
Why? I just don't understand where the drug dealer thing is
Because it's one of those things her hard no is a bus driver. Your hard no is...
Her hard no is somebody who doesn't earn as much as she does.
Okay.
That's her hard no. My hard no is I'm not about the hard knocks life, okay? I slow down when I see the police.
Right.
I follow the rules when I need to.
Right.
I'm not dating a drug dealer. I don't have time for that.
Right.
And that's just me. And I don't want drug dealers to feel like, oh, I'm a bad person. I don't give a fuck what you do with your life. Do you? And just remember, people, you're not special. Nobody cares. So if I don't want to date a bus driver or like, oh, not a bus driver. No, because no, don't try to suck me up in that one, because I would date a bus driver because they make good money by average people's standards, okay? But if somebody is a top earner, I don't really see the issue with them like not wanting to date somebody who is not an equal earner.
Right. I get that. I feel like you have to date people that I don't believe that. I believe you can date anybody you want. I don't know. I honestly believe I feel like I've never dated a guy that was like more on than me, more popping than me. I've never done that. Like every guy that I've been with, we've either been equal or he's like trying to be something or trying to do something or like he had aspirations for anything. And so it's like I can't really ever be like, oh, because you're not doing it this way or not doing it that way, you're a bad person and you can never be my type. Like that doesn't make sense. Like I've dated guys that have like
the bad person thing that's throwing me off.
But
because I'm not even insinuating that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying like I'm not doing that.
Well, bitch, the first thing you said was why you couldn't date them was because you don't want to get pulled over. And like, but that equates to them not caring enough about your safety and your security. That makes
I don't know that about them, and I probably won't find out.
You never know. You never know where life takes you.
I'm now. You never know.
You never know. I could because that's why. That's why. And that's why. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why a lot of drug dealers don't tell their partner that they actually dealing drugs, and then when you get pulled over, that's when you go to jail because you're unaware. And this stuff like that, like people, like I feel like people put such stigmatism on jobs. Like I was even like, I started my new job this week, and I was just like, do I want to? Like I don't want to tell anybody where I work at. And I just kind of want to keep it a secret.
Drug dealing is not a job.
It is.
Like we have to be for real about certain stuff.
I believe it is. I believe it is.
I mean, you're doing work that is not a. That is not a W-2 or a 1099 income. And the reason I brought this up, because we did talk about like, don't take me to McDonald's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know the girls, you know, they was mad at me because I said I'm too good for a McDonald's date. I am, and I'm standing
too good for McDonald's, too good for drug dealers. Woo! Baby, you are just, elitist.
We Blackberry are really going to have to unpack this.
Blackberry right K. Williams. Now. Blackberry K. Williams.
I am not too good for anything, but there are things you don't need. Why would you date somebody who has the propensity to go to prison for the job that they
anybody can go to prison?
I'm not going to prison for working at the Target.
You never know.
Why would I get arrested for working at
you
Target?
I'm just saying, people go to jail for all types of shit. You're never going to get arrested for having a job at Target unless you steal from a job or shoot somebody.
You never or choke a customer.
You
like
never
you're not going to go to jail for working at Walmart.
At the end of the day, you are just like you said earlier. You are not special. What makes you think you are too special not to go to jail? Get blamed
what
for
makes
something.
You, think, okay,
you can get blamed. You could get blamed for something.
Moving the goalposts. What I'm saying is, I'm not dating a drug dealer, and I don't see the issue.
Well, the thing is, that's your choice. Just like Ebony K. Williams does not want to date a bus driver, whatever, because she does fit into what her life is. Period.
I do have a question. I do want to know though, like, is it fair to say like, I don't want to date somebody? I'm not saying this for me, but I don't want to date somebody at Taco Bell who's been at Taco Bell for 5 years.
I feel like if your life has gotten to the point of you have perpetual amounts of money, you are just set in stone. I can't. Like, I'm trying to make sense of it in my head and, like, make
so
it.
So, are you saying you can't date a Taco Bell?
I feel like you can. I feel like you can. I feel like as long as someone has valid money coming in, they are dateable. As long as they're not out there killing folks, raping folks, murdering folks. Like, there are people who have nine-figure jobs who do some fucked up shit. And you will quickly date them before you date a drug dealer who ain't doing shit?
I do want to point out that you did use the word valid, and drug dealer money is not valid.
But there are CEOs in companies raping people. There are CEOs in companies doing under table deals. But they're still making money off of those deals that they're making that are undercut deals. This is the reality of the situation. And you're saying that their money is more valid because they're sitting in a high office desk doing the wrong shit?
You just put words in my mouth that I didn't say. I said nothing about a CEO. I said nothing about no bitch that's making a whole bunch of money.
But you don't want to come to the realization I'm making fucking sense. Because the thing is, you just said that their job was not valid because they do not have a W-2. A W-2 is claiming the money that you have made for the year. The W-2 is claiming that money. And what I'm saying is there are CEOs.
But you can't claim drug dealer money. That's what I'm saying.
And what I'm saying is there are CEOs in office buildings who do W-2s, who are stealing money still.
I'm not dating them people either.
But you're missing the point purposely. And that, like, what that I'm is what's bothering is me.
I'm not going to go into a situation with a drug dealer. If I end up in a relationship with a CEO and I found out this bitch a crook, then I'm going to leave the bitch. That's a different
what
story.
If you don't find
you don't go
out,
into a situation
but what
with
if
a
you
crook
don't find
on purpose
out?
Unless
but
you
what
if just
you,
care.
You don't always find out, though. But you're making them
okay,
less valid.
And then that means I don't know.
Exactly. And what I'm saying is, legit, you're making them stealing money more valid than a fucking drug dealer doing minor shit.
This is the argument that was being had with the Ebony K. Williams situation because
everybody. And that's why I called you Blackberry K. Williams.
Everybody was pushing these other arguments into her argument, and it's like she's not even talking about this other shit. She says she don't want to date a fucking bus driver. I get what you're saying. You could find out like a bitch that owned fucking Walmart is a crook. Okay, you find that out, and then what? That's a different story from going into a situation with a crook that you know is a crook. That's a totally different thing.
Right. So you're leaving the CEO that you've been with for a half.
Why are we talking about CEOs?
You're leaving a bus driver. Let's talk about the bus driver. You're leaving a bus driver that's doing illegal shit. I'm bringing it back around now to what you're talking about so you can stay focused. So you won't keep talking about the CEO.
I'm focused. I know what I'm saying.
So the bus driver. So you're finding out the bus driver is using his fucking bus to do illegal shit. And you've been with him for years. Are you leaving him now?
He's done. I'm not a psychic.
I don't think that's realistic.
Okay, and you have your opinions, and I'm not dating a drug dealer.
I don't think it's realistic to go into a full blown relationship with a drug dealer.
You
never know what happens. Like, life happens.
I mean,
sometimes
you can fall in love with anybody.
Yes.
Back to the original point, I don't really have besides a drug dealer. I don't really care what you do for a living. Just have a job. Don't be at home with grandma at 30. Go find you an apartment. I don't really have like those types of things like with like money and friendships and things like that. It's not my business.
Right.
I'm not going to get into.
Would you date a homeless person?
Why would I go into a relationship with a homeless person? You don't have a home. I mean, you have other things to worry about besides dating me.
I just like to ask questions. Like I always think about it, like, if I was in this situation, how would I feel? Like that's how I said this earlier.
If I was homeless, I get what you're saying, but if I was homeless, my last priority would be finding a man. I would be like, let's find the job, let's find housing, let's find bus fare.
But that doesn't always work out.
And that's their business, but I'm not going to go into a relationship with a homeless person. I'm just not going to do it. Right. I'm not raising any other people.
This is why a lot of people keep their financial situations, their living situations, work situations secret so that they're not feeling judged.
You asked about a homeless person. I'm asking about people who have regular jobs. That's how the conversation started.
Right.
And we moved the goalpost to drug dealers, homeless people.
Bitch, I don't
like,
know no
why
bus driver. I can't talk about Ebony K. Williams and her bus driver.
I don't know a bus driver. They make good money.
I would date a bus driver too.
And they know their way around the city. So
I don't take buses, so.
Me neither. And that's another thing. I was just like, why is everybody so mad because she don't want to date the CTA driver? Like I don't understand. Where are you going? What happened to love? Everybody wants a fucking business partner. I want to grow with my partner. I want us to like be moguls. And it's like, do you want love, bitch, or what?
I want both. I want my man to be a boss in every which way of the word.
So would you date a homeless person?
I feel like if he kept a secret from me, yeah. I feel like I've dated homeless. I feel like I've dated niggas who are worse than homeless already. So, yes. Yeah. Because I feel like you never know. Like, I'm honestly in a place right now where I've had guys who have everything. I've dated guys who have nothing. And they both bring about the same amount to the table for me. So if you're bringing something to the table that I can tangibly feel that's different, I'll be open to it. I don't see why I would just be like a hard no on it. I don't know. I haven't been put in a situation. Yeah, nothing like, in my life is a hard no
Why are you trying to talk to me when you don't have a home? You find one. If you're living on the street, like find one. Stay in a shelter.
We'll be transparent. I haven't had a job in probably about almost a year now. And every time a guy would ask me about what I do for a living, I would be like, I podcast. This is what I do all day. This is what I do. And so it's like thinking about a guy being like, oh, he don't have a job. I would never date him. Ew. That makes me feel like, bitch, why not? I get more money than you still, bitch. So what do you mean? And it's just it always makes me think what makes somebody too good to date somebody who's loving them? Like that actually gives a fuck about you. This person actually gives a hard fuck about you, and you're giving a hard fuck about them being not having a car or so forth and so on. I just feel like it's we always crave love, but then we have stipulations on the love that we receive. We crave affection.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having
standards,
a litmus. Me personally, it's not about whether you have a job or not, but it's if you have a job, if you don't have a job and you're trying to date, that's my red flag. Because you have other shit to fucking worry about besides trying to get
money. What if you can't get a job?
Well, you don't need to be trying to get a man is what I'm saying. You
need to go work. Why? Explain that for me. Why not?
You have other things to do besides trying to date. Just don't know. Me personally, I am not in a position where I'm making a whole lot of money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I have never felt even emotionally inclined to entertain anybody when I was out of a job or when I was way behind on bills and stuff. That's the last thing on my mind. So if a guy who comes to me and explains his situation to me and say, oh, I've been out of a job for a year, like you said, or whatever, and I want to get to know you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. We can be friends, but I need you to get your life together because I.
What if that person is getting more money than you ever could touch?
If they have money and they don't have a job, then that's a different thing.
But what makes that different? They still don't have a job, and you said that was the main.
But they
thing.
Have
you,
money.
But
I'm
but talking, but you live, but wait, pause. But
when I say
literally,
when I'm talking about
literally
a job,
buddy, you said that they're. You said you literally just said you're getting up every day going to work, and they're not because they don't have a job. So, but. But so what does it matter if they're still getting
money?
Let's say,
because we don't have to be on the job thing specifically. What I'm saying is a person needs to be taking care of themselves. Let's say you are a fucking trust fund baby and you have money funneling into your account all the time and you don't have a job. That's different from somebody who is not with a home, not with a job, not with any responsibilities as a grown ass fucking adult. I'm 30. I'm pushing 30. I'm not dating somebody who doesn't have a routine in their life because why am I doing that?
Right.
Okay. I think that's fair because it's just if I do it, you can do it too. Now, if I'm just loaded with money and I just want me a nice little piece to come and hang around with me, bitch, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. But in the meantime, I'm getting up and I'm doing something with my life every day. The minimum you can do is do what adults do.
Sell drugs
and it's not, I'm not saying, I know how it's gonna come off. Or I'm shaming people who don't have jobs, bitch. I'm not. I've been out of a job many times in my life.
Right.
I was not trying to date nobody. Is my point.
But you have a job. You have a job now. You're not trying to date people. So you're not a.
That's
you're not,
different.
You're not a good comparison for that.
I definitely wouldn't try to date if I didn't have a job. I have a priority that's not being taken care of, and dating is not that.
Right. I get that. I feel like if you don't have a job, you should be actively trying to look for one. And if you can't get one, that don't mean you should just die in a corner and wait for something to be like, well, I shouldn't do anything because I don't have a job. I shouldn't live life, or I shouldn't go out and meet people. Just because one aspect of your life is not up to par does not mean that every other aspect of your life has to follow behind it. And I feel like a lot of times people put people in this box where you do this one thing and it's not good enough for anything else. How do you know? Like, in that, like, that ties back even to what Ebony's saying. Like, you never fucking know. There's a lot of fucking, like, and I think this is so crazy. Like, people who go on reality shows, they either date another reality star person or they date the most regular people. The Rock Dwayne Johnson's wife is a fucking doctor. Like, who would think that, like, and, like...
She has,
like,
a job. I just want to point that out.
But she has a job, but it's in something... It's in a totally different world than The Rock's job. So it's just like, just because somebody, something isn't on your Earth number 972 does not mean it is not a valid thing. Like, it doesn't mean that...
But let's be for real.
Right.
Having a different job and a different feel is different from not taking care of yourself.
Right, but what...
Two different things.
But what I'm comparing it to is the fact of... People can come from all different aspects of life. People can come from anything, and they can fulfill the need that you're missing out on. And so what if The Rock was like, I don't want to date you because you're not a celebrity? You're missing out on the love of your life based off that one simple fact. That's all I would say. Like the bus driver, anything, you never, like, you legit never know where your blessing can come from. And a lot of times we block our blessings by having these blinders on what we can get blessed by. God don't always send the blessing in a fucking gift wrap box. Sometimes he sends a fucking cardboard box.
It needs to be a box. It don't need to be paper mache. I feel like people need to be for real. Everybody needs to be, everybody that's an adult and everybody that is, I'm talking about guys who are going to try to date me, if anybody would dare. I wouldn't either. You need to get your ass up and go get a damn job, in my Whoopi Goldberg voice. Yeah. That is my requirement. And I am not gonna, and it's different if we in a relationship and you lose your job. It's different if you start off one way and then you trickle into like some sort of other thing. If you come to me as a person who is not being a responsible adult, I don't want to say responsible, because everybody's out of a job is not irresponsible. But if you're like not actively trying to work.
So would you leave them eventually if that didn't change?
Eventually sounds like maybe this person gave up. They probably fell into a deep, dark depression. They probably can't find their way out of it. They probably don't know. You know, they probably need some deep-rooted therapy. Maybe there's some things I can't help them with. I don't know how that would go. I've seen how people, like, totally transform after they lose their jobs. Like, they become totally different people. That's something different. And I haven't been in a relationship and I haven't been tested. But what I'm saying is, we're not just same thing what I was saying about McDonald's. We're not going to start at the bottom of the barrel. We're just not going to start there.
I don't know. Because, like, I always think about, like, Tabitha Brown and her husband and, like, how they met. And, like, you legit, that bitch was driving Lyft. And, like she went from Lyft to, like, making, like, money and, like, having all these deals and all this shit. So I can't, like, I can never.
Say it with me. You're so close. Lyft is a
job. I just always think about, like, I don't know. I never want to block my blessings. I never want to be that person that people feel like they can't relate to or can't talk to or can't come to because I don't see their way as a valid way of living. I never want to be that person. Like, I feel like I've dealt with all types of people from all different walks of life. And I feel like every time I've dealt with somebody from a different walk of life, I learn something new that I apply to my life now. And so I feel like every time a situation for someone has changed, I've seen it change them for the good, and I've seen it change them for the worse. I've lived through situations, and it's just like going from great to going to worse. And how people have bounced back and have grown and have, like, literally just become superstars. I feel like I'm a superstar now. And I feel like if every time I was down or, like, every time I didn't, like, meet a requirement, like, I don't ever want to feel, like, judged for not meeting a requirement. I don't ever want to feel like, of course, I can't check everybody's boxes. Of course, given. But it's just like
but
I
before,
feel like...
Okay, so but I, before we get out of here, because... my battery is dying. I'm just going to be transparent. What is your bottom line? Like, what is, like, what can a guy not come to you with? I mean, I don't know if I'm phrasing that right, but, like, what is, like, the bare minimum for you? Because, like, for me, the bare minimum is, like, have a job and be a nice person. Because we have to work in this world.
I don't have, like, a bottom line when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like I feel like I know what it is. Like I need, like, as long as you can dress, we could work something out. And that's usually how I feel.
I'm flabbergasted.
Why?
I'm flabbergasted because we just went on this whole thing. We just had a whole argument about.
Have you ever met a New York nigga? Have you ever talked to a New York nigga?
Not talking wise, but like,
yeah. That's the thing. Half them niggas are bombs. They're couch surfing. They have absolutely fucking nothing. But they have them. But they have ambition. They have hustle. They can dress and they're cute. Yes. Because sometimes, like, legit, people have dreams. People have ambitions. That's all people have. Like people have this drive. They just don't know how to tap into it or go about it or to make it something. Because if
that's different things because you said for me that's different things because
you're still couch surfing, so they don't have a home, they don't have a job.
You use the word bums, and for me, a bum is I'm not dating a bum. It's just like that's that's just too far in the bits.
If a bum
is a bum and he's trying to date my thing again is. You need to work on yourself, beloved.
Right. If you're not trying to get a job, if you're not trying to, like, up your life, if you don't have ambition, if you don't have that, you're a bum to me. There's people with $0 in their pockets who have the richest hearts and, like, biggest drives. They just haven't been put in a space where they can take advantage of that and make it something.
I know.
Exactly. And so,
I'm broke, but I have a job. Like, the floor is not in hell.
Right.
And when you come to me, I'm not, like, begging for you to date me.
Right.
It sounds like I'm shaming people who don't have jobs. I know that's how this sounds, but I'm not. And if anybody listening is taking it that way, you need to get out of your feelings and go get a fucking job. No, I'm just playing. You need to get out of your feelings and realize that I'm just speaking about guys who are trying to attempt to date me. It's just like you have other stuff to worry about. So for me, my red flag is you already don't got your priorities right. How you gonna come to me and try to like swoon me and you don't even got your life together?
Yeah, I get that.
Well, we'll be talking about this in circles if we don't stop now. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of The View. Thank you so much for tuning in every week.
Yeah.
The visual will be up tomorrow.
Yes.
And next week is the 100th episode, and we're gonna have fun.
We're not gonna talk
about anything serious.
No, it's gonna be a fun episode. I'm pretty sure some drama happened this week, and then we'll talk about that. Like Twitter just hasn't been juicy for me lately, so there's nothing to talk about from there.
I can't wait till they shut that app down. Thank you guys so
much. Start with TikTok first. Get TikTok out of here.
And we will see y'all next week.
Later, Gators. Say my name, baby, I love you.